It's time for Money for Lunch, where we feed your brain and your business with supersized portions of business and financial news. Now your host, Bert Martinez.
All right, man, it's exciting. Good to have you here on Money for Lunch. I am your host, Bert Martinez, and hey, it's good to have you here. I'm excited, truly excited. We have Kellen Kautzman on the show. He hasn't been here in a while. He was here a while back, and we were talking about Pinterest back then. So he's come back to teach us a little bit more. Let's see. So we can stay on track with this interview and make sure that we don't go over our allotted time. I'm going to have somebody help me who's also happens to be one of our sponsors. Alexa, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I listen once I hear the wake word.
Thank you, Alexa. Alexa, set a timer for 30 minutes. Alexa, set the timer for 30 minutes.
30 minutes, starting now.
Excellent. And as you guys know, Amazon is one of our newest sponsors, so we're grateful for them supporting our endeavors to help you with your business, with your career, your health, as well as your wealth. And we're grateful for this device that I can't always say the name, because if I say Alexa, then she wakes up. Oh, good. She didn't say anything. All right. So let's get this party started. Let's welcome our guest, Kellen Kautzman. Kellen owns Send It Rising Internet Marketing and manages a team of over 20 internet marketing professionals. He was a keynote speaker at Planet Hollywood on the Las Vegas Strip and has spoken at Roseman University and the Lance Tamashiro podcast. Kellen holds a master's degree in education and taught for 5 years before transitioning into his career as an internet marketer. Kellen, welcome back to Money for Lunch.
Bert, it's good to be here.
Absolutely. I kind of want to, dive into this because I think this is something that I've gotten excited about since last time you were on the show, and that is YouTube. And for those who have not connected with me on YouTube, you can go to youtube.com/Bert J. Martinez, subscribe there. And if you subscribe to my YouTube channel, leave a comment in the section below, and you will automatically get a free gift as well as be put into my amazing Amazon drawing where you could get a free Alexa or other devices or gifts. Anyway, that's my little spiel there, but I'm excited to have you on the show, Kellen, to talk about how to leverage YouTube as a small business. Let's talk about this, because more and more videos are now the new internet, right?
Yeah, they absolutely are. A couple of tricks. The first involves just understanding how cheap these views are. I was sitting down with a national supplement company the other day and said, hey, what are you guys doing in terms of YouTube? And they say, well, we'll make videos. And I say, well, have you advertised them? And the answer is almost always no.
Right.
There is something called an in-stream ad, which are the ads that a lot of us would easily put into the annoying category. They are those ads that the little skip button appears in the lower right-hand corner. If YouTube didn't have the sense to not charge the business owner, if the user didn't get to 30 seconds, I would think the ads were terrible. But that's the key. You don't get charged unless the viewer gets to 30 seconds or more into the video. So a couple of key points include, one, make videos that are longer than 30 seconds. Because if your video is, say, 20 seconds, you will get charged if they get to 20 seconds. If your video is past 30, you only get charged if they get past 30. The second is that you've got approximately 6 seconds to say whatever you want to say to this person, and if they skip the ad, great, you didn't pay for it. And so I will see the common mistake of a scene fades in, there's no branding, maybe there's a car on the road, and then you can skip the ad. That's not doing anybody any good. So if you're listening to this and you're thinking about advertising on YouTube, think about not your elevator pitch where you've got 30 seconds, but your YouTube ad pitch where you've got six.
Wow. So you have 6 seconds, and that really changes the that opening line. It has to be really highly targeted to your ideal audience, and you have to know what they're struggling with to be able to capture their attention in those 6 seconds.
That's right. And your average cost per view, or at least ours, has been 3 cents, and that's if you don't target any keywords. A lot of these players that are into YouTube ads now will target something, say, like I'm receiving, which is an internet marketing ad, and they'll start mm-hmm. with, hey, I know you're into internet marketing. They'll start with an assumption based on the keywords that they're targeting. So if you're willing to spend, call it 8 cents, 10 cents per view, you can start adding a lot of keywords in. So let's say, for example, we were targeting, you know, small business owners. We could say, you know, running a small business is really tough. You got to deal with this, 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 and that. And then you introduce your brand, your website, and your phone number all in that first 6 seconds.
I love it. I love it. And the thing about it is, too, this is what happens. Let's say that, you know, people see your ad and they skip it after the first 3 or 4 seconds. Eventually, what happens, because repetition is key here, they see you enough times and maybe they finally listen to your, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 seconds of the message enough to say, well, wait a minute, let me find out what this guy's talking about. Because part of it is that familiarity, because if the first time they see your ad, they don't know who you are. They're not going to listen unless, you know, unless you got just a fantastic opening line. You know, you're struggling with business and this guy is struggling with business, then I think that person might be receptive. But, you know, the advantage to having these inexpensive views is that, first of all, as you said, you don't get charged unless they watch a certain, 30 seconds of it. And second of all, it's so inexpensive that, you know, even at 10 cents a view, you can start promoting your brand, your company, your solution to help your ideal market.
Yeah, it's interesting that you say that. In English, our language betrays some of the subtleties in our thinking. For example, we will refer to breaking down and buying something, which basically shows us that we see buying almost as losing a battle, right? We think of it as, I finally just broke down and did it. I ran out of willpower. And
right.
So we're so bombarded by advertisements that we have to have a shield up. And it's right to have that shield up. As a business owner, though, you have to understand that you are slowly breaking them down. You're slowly earning their trust. They may not be totally thrilled about making the purchase, but you can, just like a celebrity or like a LeBron James or a national figure, you can become a local celebrity in your area because YouTube allows for geo-targeting. And if the views and the impression is if you don't get to that 3 cents, so you don't pay for it. So let's say you get 80,000 impressions for about $200. If you're in front of someone 8, 10, 15 times, and then you meet them in person, they're going to feel a little bit of that starstruck, simply seeing you first on the screen. And we haven't even gotten into the SEO benefits yet. So there are a ton of ranking benefits, including adding the annotation to the video, which links back to the website. Not to mention YouTube and Google are the same company, Alphabet. And so we know that Google understands English on YouTube video. So it also is content, which you can then embed on your blog. Basically, I mean, if all of that is meaningless to you, if you want money and profitability, it's becoming more and more not an option to do this. You have to kick the old fears of insecurity, the perspiration that is inevitable when getting in front of the camera, because if you don't do this, you're going to be wishing that you had.
Right, right. It's going to be one of those situations where you can do it now or regret that you didn't do it and possibly be in the position to of closing your business down.
Yeah, you really got to fight, because the folks that it's – I'm reminded of a plant – in a forest that is just a little bit ahead of the other plants. It gets more sunlight, it grows faster. And so because it has that initial advantage, it eventually becomes the largest tree in that area, and all the other plants just can't reach that size. We're still at a point in the dawn of this new age of interconnectivity where most business owners are terrified of becoming a celebrity. They really don't want it, and they think that just because they own, say, for example, a personal injury law firm or a garage door repair company or what have you, that it's not their place to be the face of the company, but I couldn't disagree more.
Absolutely. You know what? Especially if you're an attorney, if you are more or less a one-man shop, even though you might have three or four people working for you, but you are the product. You're a doctor, a lawyer, you're the insurance salesperson, the financial planner. You are the product. It's only going to make your life easier, better, and faster if people recognize you. If people recognize you as, hey, look, there's the attorney, or hey, look, there's the doctor, or there's the guy who sells insurance, it's only going to make your life easier. And you know what? It's also going to make your life easier when people say, hey, you know, don't I know you? You seem so familiar to me. You know, when you're at a networking event and people recognize you, maybe they're not really sure how they recognize you, you've already got them engaged because their curiosity is going to get the best of them. And to me, that is the biggest fight that we all have, is people don't know who you are. And they may not all buy from you today or tomorrow, but you know, think about it. If everybody knows that you're the insurance salesman, and sooner or later they need insurance, and because you are the top of mind, chances are you're going to be on the short list. Chances are they're going to call you and maybe get a quote. Chances are you're going to have a chance to make a sale. As opposed to the opposite of that is, if they don't know, you've never heard of you, you're not even going to get on the list.
Yeah, there's just no chance. And There's a piece of the mind called the basal ganglia. It's in the middle. It's a walnut-shaped center piece in our brain, and it's involved in habit formation. And so if you're listening to this and you're going, okay, I'm stoked, I'm going to go make a video. Good for you. That's great. You go, you make one video, maybe two, a couple months go by, you don't develop the habit, you're not consistent with it. It's basically, I mean, you may get lucky, and it could turn into something, but you own a channel. I mean, think of yourself as like, you know, a Murdoch, or I mean, as a business titan. I mean, you have to produce consistent content. And so if you sit down and you go, okay, well, I'm going to do this YouTube thing. Here we go. All right. You buy a lapel mic. Awesome. You set up some lights so that the lighting's good. Cool. You get some, you know, video production, so you're prepped and ready. And you don't get into a habit of doing this at a bare minimum once a month, it should be more like once a week.
Right.
Then you're kind of missing the point here. The perfect video has never been shot. It will never be shot. They're going to come across when you first start as probably less professional than you would like. And you're probably going to absolutely hate how you sound and look, but you have to get over all of that. Because that threshold right there is what stops 98% of people from doing this. They just can't get over it, and nobody's forcing them to do it. Nobody's going to make you make a YouTube channel, and so you have to find the strength somewhere inside and envision that result and go get it, knowing that the first couple of attempts are going to be a little bit lackluster, but you've got to push it forward and you have to habituate it.
Yeah, I love that. And there are so many, you know, there are so many ways of creating content. It doesn't have to just be you. Nowadays, you can interview people on your channel. You can, mm-hmm. you know, take your camera with you or your phone with you. It's with you anyway, and you can just say, and depending on what you are trying to help your audience with. I mean, you know. For instance, if you are an insurance salesperson, especially right now with all this talk about health insurance, you know, you could right there's a lot of content that you can comment on. And you correct me if I'm wrong, Kellen. I want to get your opinion on this. It doesn't have to be a 20-minute production. It could be a 5 or 6 or 7 minute video, long as the content is relevant to your audience.
You're exactly right. We do one video every week. Most weeks, I don't want to. It's Friday. It's 2 p.m. I just come up with an idea. Here we go. It's a struggle. And our videos, I want to say our longest one is 8 or 9 minutes. The vast majority of them are 2 minutes or less.
Wow.
All of them get put onto YouTube ads through AdWords. And the other piece that you earn through this is something called social proof. We're spending $2.50 a day.